I think I'm going to take this one.
Two little girls approach an attendee at the wine festival's Meet the Kids Day with a basket of handmade sea turtle magnets.
You guys have some of the prettiest sea turtles that I have seen.
Even though the biggest charity wine auction in the U.S. usually gets attention for opulent auction lots with items like Bentleys, trips to the Tony Awards, and rare wines, this is the day many of these philanthropists look most forward to.
Great, always my favorite day.
It's the day the people bidding under the big tent come face to face with the people they're helping through their philanthropy to the NCEF, where Maria Jimenez Lara is the CEO.
The children are able to explain how their lives are different thanks to funding support from NCEF and the patrons for the Naples Winter Wine Festival.
Back in 2001, a group of friends decided to do something to help serve the needs of children in Collier County, and since then, the Naples Winter Wine Festival has grown to raise more than $176 million, all of which goes to programs and strategic initiatives to help fill economic gaps in healthcare, education, hunger, and filling the time outside of school. Time that Gabriela Castro Davila spends at one of the wine festival's beneficiaries, the Boys and Girls Club of Naples.
I needed to go to Boys and Girls Club because I had no one at home and my mom didn't want me home alone. And once I went there, then after kindergarten, I just didn't want to stop going because it was like my favorite place to go. It was a place to hang out with all my new friends and everything, and yeah.
This year's focus is on mental health care, which Jimenez Lara says uses an integrated care approach.
It happens in the pediatrician's office. So there is a psychologist in every pediatrician's office. So when you go for your well visit, if the doctor feels like maybe there's an opportunity to visit with a psychologist, right then and there, there's a psychologist.
The mental health care initiative started 7 years ago, serving 600 kids. Now it serves more than 12,000. Julie Glenn, WGCU News, Naples.